I will accept no husband other than him, the abode of the goddess of fortune. May that Mukunda, the Supreme Personality, the shelter of the helpless, be pleased with me. Kindly repeats, I will accept no husband other than him, the abode of the goddess of fortune. May that Mukunda, the Supreme Personality, the shelter of the helpless, be pleased with me. The beautiful Kalindi here reveals some apprehension. She insists that she will not accept any husband except Lord Krishna, and she states that that he is a shelter for those who have no other master. Since she will accept no other shelter, Krishna must give her shelter. Also, she says, Tushyatam me sa Bhagavan, may that Supreme Lord be pleased with me. This is her prayer. As Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out, although Kalindi is a young, helpless girl staying in a secluded place, she is not afraid. This staunch faith in and devotion for Lord Krishna is ideal Krishna consciousness, and Srimati Kalindi's desire will soon be fulfilled. Omaganati Miranda Shyagana Ganasalakya Chakshuran Malitamyana Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prasadai Bhattare Shumati Bhakti Viranta Santana Mura Namaste Sri Swatadevi Gurvani Prachanini Varasvas Nanyam Patim Vrite Vira Tam Srite Sri Niketanam Tushyatam Me Sabhagavan Mukundunata Samsrayaha. I will accept no husband other than him, he, the abode of the goddess of fortune. May that Mukunda, the Supreme Personality, the shelter of the helpless, be pleased with me. So she wanted, previous verse, she introduced herself, I am the daughter of the sun god, I desire to get as my husband the most excellent and munificent Lord Vishnu. To that end, I am performing severe penances. So then she say, I will accept no other husband than him. No other man can be as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is it that Krishna was testing Rukmini? Yes, she after being married for decades and having grandchildren, I think it was Krishna, well, you know, you're, I'm sorry, I kidnapped you. You poor girl, you didn't have a choice. I didn't give you a choice. And you know, actually, there were so many nice men who wanted to marry you, who was opulent and well known what they were, and big mustaches. I don't know if she, what is that? And then, so now you can, I give you free, you can go something. Choose who you want, I'm sorry to cause this trouble for you. And then of course Krishna's desire was to make Rukmini actually a little bit angry. Because Rukmini was always a perfectly equipoised, whatever happened, she was peaceful or did not get angry or like that. So Krishna wanted to see her angry, but then she didn't get angry. She expected her to get angry. What is this nonsense you're saying or something? I don't know what she could have said there, but what Krishna expected or hoped for or thought. But then instead she faints. Oh, Krishna wants to leave me. He's rejecting me. But then she comes back to consciousness and then says, well, and in one sense proved Krishna's statements, but in a different way. But he said, this man here, what was the use of all these men there with the mustaches and, you know, muscles and everything. In any case, they're just creations of the material energy. They can't really, we say, they can't really give me shelter. You're the only shelter. So that is here also. Kalindi says, well, Krishna is the only shelter. He's the only shelter we'll accept. He who is abode of the goddess of fortune, of course, you don't mind that there is some competition. I don't know if that's a competition. He already has. He's giving shelter. What is the problem for Krishna to give me shelter to all these ladies, or all these souls? Because he is unlimited. He can unlimitedly expand himself. It's not that, you know, if I marry Krishna, then, you know, I will maybe only see him once or twice in my lifetime because he has so many wives. But now Krishna, as we see in Dwarka, the story is how he is in every palace, he is individually present, having his individual conversation and reciprocation with each of the wives and the kids. That was Narada Muni, who in his previous life, not in previous life, wanted to know what Krishna was doing there, so he kind of, someone said it's eavesdrop. I've heard about this. There's an English word, eavesdrop. It's some, you kind of stand outside the window and look in and see what's going on, spying a little bit. So, you know, what is he doing at home, looking in front of, I don't think that's quite polite. But it's something like that. Radha Muni came and he kind of just checked, politely, I suppose, the proper way of looking. And then in each house, in each palace, he found that Krishna was engaged with his wife in a different way. So Krishna was simultaneously present with each and every one and fulfilling their desires in all different kind of ways. So that way, why not Krishna? You know, he will expand. He will be there. So she made the arrest of no other husband than him. He who is the goddess of fortune. You know, who is the has abode of the goddess of fortune. Okay, say Sriniketan. I think that what was the abode, Sriniketan. May that Mukunda, the Supreme Personality, the shelter of the helpless, please with me. Now, of course, you may ask, helpless. She's asking, the shelter of the helpless. Well, so you, Kalindi, is she helpless? Her father is a sun god. How can she, you know, she has, we'll mention, she has a palace in the water, in the river, Yamuna or something. What is she helpless? What kind of helpless girl? Look at all these poor, whatever, beggar girls on the street of Stockholm or somewhere. Maybe they're helpless. No, but that is, we can say, in a way we can say an attitude. Without you, I'm helpless. Without you, what can I do? Also, like Arjuna, he went to, well, he got a practical experience of it. When he went to see Lord Krishna, and then Krishna departed. And then Krishna gave him a task, and that was to bring all his wives to Hastinapur. So then Arjuna said, okay, you know, he's given a task. Krishna gives that instruction before leaving. And then there comes this cowherd man, attacks Arjuna and kidnaps all the wives and carries them away. And then Arjuna is trying to fight them, but his Gandiva bow doesn't work the same. It's not the same power anymore in it. So then he gets back to Yudhisthira Maharaj, completely depressed. And Yudhisthira Maharaj asks, what's going on? What's happening? Why your son. So then he makes all kind of guesses. Why he? And then, so or is it because the Supreme Personality of Godhead has departed? Then say, yes, it must be that. It must be that Krishna's left. Then also Arjuna says that, you know, yeah, I have the same Gandiva bow, but still there's not the same Shakti. So, you know, with Krishna's presence, there was a different Shakti. Krishna gave the Shakti to the bow to Arjuna. So in that state, without the shelter of Krishna, we can say Arjuna felt helpless. he was helpless against this coward man coming there. Because some explanation is that this coward man actually was Krishna. Krishna came in the shape of coward man and kidnapped all the wives, took them with him to the spiritual world or somewhere. I don't know what happened. So that we may feel helpless, even though we actually we are helpless, because in any case, what are we? Well, the body, our mind, and our mental facilities, our physical facilities, we can become paralyzed within a second, I don't know, second, minutes, and there's a stroke and something, and you know, people get paralyzed. They can't. Well, we can see that happening. And, well, in some way or another, paralyzation can happen. So, you know, how much are we in control? So in that sense, we can say we're actually quite helpless, because we can make, and then at one point, you know, when the time is out, it's out. Or, you know, when the game turns in a different way, with the will of the Lord. So we can say we're helpless, so thus we take shelter of Krishna. You know, we're trying so many ways to arrange and manage and whatever. And then at one point we just say, okay, Krishna, I'm yours, please save me. We maybe try to hold on to various things in this world, or maybe positions or things like that. But at one point it's all taken away. And then we can just say, Krishna, save me. You who are the shelter of the helpless. No, I'm totally helpless. And there was a verse here, I think that's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or giving, what was that, six or seven symptoms of surrender? I think it's six symptoms of surrender, six. Which verse is that?
It's also in the beginning of Nectar of Devotion.
The six symptoms of surrender. Anukul yasa, okay, here I have it, it's right in front of me, it's from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anukul yasa sankalpa, pratikul yasa vajayanam. Rakshis yatiti vishvaso guptite varanam tata atma nikshepa kalpanye sadvida vida saranagatihi. The six divisions of surrender are six divisions of surrender, so symptoms of surrender. Acceptance of things favorable to devotional service, the reaction of things unfavorable. The conviction that Krishna will give protection. The acceptance of Lord as one's guardian or master, full self-surrender and humility. In case there is, how is it saying there? Do you have it? No, you didn't find it. Okay, that's okay. First, we accept things favorable for the devotional service. Next, we react things unfavorable. First, we accept the chanting of the holy name, and then we give up the sinful activities. By the power of the holy name, we can leave the other things behind. The convinced that Krishna will give protection, we can once see the shelter of the helpless. Krishna is a shelter of the helpless. He will protect me. And that is acceptance of the Lord as one's guardian or master. Okay. Full self-surrender and finally, at the end, humility. Humility is a symptom of, what is it called? Surrender, so to say. One will not think of oneself very, well, who am I? Who am I? Who am I to give a lecture? Who am I? Whatever, you know. No, I am God. Now I've known the science of Krishna consciousness. Yes, we know the science of Krishna consciousness, and thus we become very humble. But of course, who am I? Who are we in the case? And what is our actually our power? So the point, but here is she is accepting Krishna as the only shelter. No other husband, other one. He is the shelter of the helpless. He will give protection. That's one another symptom. He will give. May he be pleased with me. Be pleased to accept me as his wife. That also, that conviction of that Krishna will give protection is also, is in the Bhagavad Gita, the 10th chapter in the beginning, that is giving a lot of qualities in one verse. If it's 5, I don't find it here, no. Not here, sannyasis. No, there was another connection. Okay, that's my Aimsana Sanatana Tusti. What was it? What is that word? Ah, sorry. Abhaya. Let's see if that's Abhaya. Bhayam. Bhava Bhayam. Okay, it says, to take sannyas, you should be fearless. To even before taking sannyas, you should be fearless. You should be convinced about the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your heart, and that it will give you shelter. Then you can take sannyas, and we can say that is sannyas in a way. Then you in a way like this. Then maybe it doesn't matter. But this girl here, Mansa, she's Kalindi, she's sannyas. No other husband than Krishna. I will accept no one else. No one else is my shelter. And he is the shelter of the helpless. I'm helpless. But in one sense, not helpless because I have Krishna. But the non-helplessness is due to the shelter, the protection of Krishna. Without Krishna, I would be totally helpless. So that way, that the devotee. So the sannyas, to take sannyas, you should be helpless. At the same time, fully, that's way fully sheltered in Krishna. Because you're fully sheltered in Krishna, there's nothing to fear. So that's your fearless. I forgot the name. That's Abhaya. So that way we should be sannyasis, be fully sheltered in Krishna. My son said, if you think, oh, if I take sannyas, how will I live, how will I eat or something? Then don't take sannyas. Then, depending on Krishna. Krishna, who is in your heart as a Paramatma, as a super soul. So in any case, so she is in as a woman, in a female body, but she her desire, he is my husband, no one else. He's a protector, shelter of the helpless. May be pleased with me. In any case, I am helpless. He will may be pleased. May the Supreme Lord be pleased with me. This is her prayer. So since she will accept no, in the purport, since she will accept no other shelter, Krishna must give her shelter. That's okay, that's our... We can't blackmail Krishna either. You have to... Okay, I stand on the train track and you have to protect me, okay? That's not the way. Because if the devotee is standing on the train track and is not consciously doing some stupid thing, Krishna may very well protect. But we can't take it for that sense granted. Okay, any question or comment?
Does that include not wearing a seatbelt sometimes?
No. You should wear a seatbelt.
No, that's what I mean. It's also like standing on the train track consciously.
Yeah, well, no, you take, as far as I'm concerned, you take the required measurements to for your protection. But then there is another time, then there's at one point that you can take so many measurements, but you know, what can you do? And you just say, okay, now just depend on Krishna. Well, they're not wearing seatbelts. Now I think that you should wear seatbelts. And Krishna's giving seatbelts. For a good reason. When the driver falls asleep, you don't know what happens. You should, you know, have a seatbelt on. Be properly seated. Because it's a dangerous position. In the airplane, keep the seatbelt on. Check out where the exits is, emergency exits. Maybe one day. But then again, you know, we have this plane that crashed there in the French Alps. You know, then at one point there's things that gets outside of control, and I can just say Krishna, you know. The seatbelt or not seatbelt doesn't matter, then we just depend on Krishna. Well, should I take vaccination when I go to India? Well, sometimes I've taken vaccinations. Some vaccination, but then some say, no, what's the use? And again, nowadays you maybe don't need it so much, but one can become over, you know. Well, that we depend on Krishna, okay. As such, I take and put on seatbelt because Krishna's given it. That is for sure a helpful thing that we have experienced. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, as mentioned, that one of the symptoms of surrender is self-surrender. What does it mean?
Full self-surrender. Well, what is the word? Atmanikshepa. That's Atmanikshepa. Atmanikshepa, full self-surrender. Well, there's a symptom of, well, I suppose just there's nothing but Krishna for you in your life. There's nothing, I mean, nothing else is of any value. Yugayitam nimeshena shakshisha pravisayitam sunyayitam dagat sarvam govinda virahename. In your accent, well, how does it say? In your absence. In your absence. Every moment seems like 12 years or more. The whole universe seems empty. What is it? Tears are flowing from my eyes. Is there, you know, in the absence of Krishna, there's nothing worth living for. Because then I can just as well skip the safety belt. In any case, there is nothing but Krishna. Then, of course, then Aslisya Vaparatam Pinastu Mama Dashanam Mama Adashanam Mama Tam. How is it? Yatatutava Vidaratu Lampato Matprana Napas Matpranas Tunapas Matprana
Matustasayam.
Yata tatava vidadatu lampato mat prana natas tu so eva na paraha. He is completely free of anything. For he is always my worshipful Lord, unconditionally. We can say, unconditionally, he is my worshipful Lord. I mean, in one sense, as a full self surrender, there's nothing but Krishna for you. All the other things are useless ways, or in any case, it's not attractive. Maybe there's, without the loved one, you may have a house, a household and everything, but without the loved companion, husband, wife, or whatever it is, it becomes empty. in the absence of the loved one, it becomes meaningful. So that we can say, in the absence of Krishna, those whole universe seems empty. But within the presence of Krishna, it seems meaningful. Okay, so therefore, when it gets, but it, there's no nothing but Krishna. So that was there, full self-surrender. In that mood, that maybe also, well, I am no one's but Krishna's. You can say like that. Okay, Hare Krishna.
In the beginning of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that's where the six symptoms of surrender.
Okay, that's where, yeah.
And the Spirsha Prabhupada translates, maybe it's the same symptom.
Yeah.
It said, accepting the Lord's mission as one's own mission.
Okay.
One way he puts it.
Yeah. That's interesting. Accepting the Lord's mission as your own mission. Yeah, there he put it a little bit, and I remember that somewhere there is a teaching of Lord Chaitanya. There, that makes sense. That's where it's where he kind of just gives the six symptoms. Any other question or comment? Good, then we can end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.